Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here as we launch into the third hour of the program. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Delbert.
And Mark.
We forgot to mention that Delbert has his own blog at anarchyinyourhead.com. Although it's usually used for, mostly used for the purposes of cartooning, but you can see a couple hundred at least of his liberty-oriented cartoons over at anarchyinyourhead.com. And Delbert, you'd mentioned to me off the air earlier tonight that you were planning on writing up a blog post, something about the mini-statists?
Well, the term I've been using, that I don't own the term. I didn't come up with it, by the way. I'm trying to remember who did, but... A lot of people who, that's probably it. So a lot of people who describe themselves as believing in just a minimal state, like the minimal amount of government, just to take, just protecting life, liberty, and property, right?
Frequently,
all they should do.
They've frequently been called minarchists.
Minarchists, right? Because someone who's against statism is sometimes referred to as an anarchist.
Mm-hmm.
So someone who wants a minimal archy, or a set of archons, I guess you could call it.
Rulers.
They call themselves minarchists. But I'm thinking, well, if you want a minimal state, the proper term would be mini-statist.
Mm-hmm. It makes more
sense. But they get very upset if you call them a mini-statist, which is interesting to me, because I said, well, like, I think this term makes more sense than minarchist.
It certainly is more clear.
And I've had people like insult me for saying, well, if you're going to insult me, then I'm going to insult you back and
because they
call
don't
you
wanna...
a big fat poopy head or something, you know.
That's because they don't want to be thought of. They don't want to have to think of themselves as a statist. Is that what's insulting to them?
Right. Well, I guess it was, but why is my thought? Because it's an accurate expression.
Absolutely. You're like, advocating statism.
You know, I'm trying to remember what I was, the returning insult was just something arbitrary, like, oh, you're a ignoramus or something like that. And of course, it was just an arbitrary, meaningless thing, as opposed to the term I'm using, which is actually an accurate description. It's like, you know, the more painful insult is when you know it's true, right?
Mm.
If you if you call someone something that's actually true, and they're getting upset about that, then then they're getting upset about it because it's true. Whereas opposed to, you know, you call me some arbitrary insult because then it doesn't mean anything,
yeah.
Right?
You weren't trying to hurt their feelings. You're just trying.
Well,
like,
what
calling you ignorant is to, you know, it's kind of like an attack on you. But just saying somebody's a statist is
not as. But it's a mini statist. It's not as bad as a full on statist.
That's
right?
True. It's true.
Just you're just minimally a statist.
We can get along better than a full on statist.
Okay, so I got something to say. the mini statist in the crowd. You know, people often like to use this terminology for me, but I have found a position, and I think that rather than entrenching ourselves in positions and showing where we disagree or agree or disagree, that it's better to find positions that we can agree on because it creates fewer problems.
Right.
And what I would say is to your mini statist, if you want to use this term, is, well, if I live in your little republic that you want to create, can I opt out of...
What is it I want to create?
You're talking to the mini-statist.
Oh, you're talking about...
Talking to the mini-statist,
okay.
And I would say, now, if I live in your little republic and, you know, I just happen to get caught up there in your Tea Party revolution, and, you know, I end up in this, do I have the option of opting out of your inefficient government agencies that you set up and setting up my own? Can I choose not to pay for a school, say?
Well, do you want me to speak for them? Are we role-playing?
I don't know what these people would necessarily say.
Presumably, they would say, no, you can't opt out because that's
That's what you presume. I don't know that that's true because most mini-statists we're talking about...
Well, then they're not. I would say they're not a mini-statist if they say they can opt out.
That's the question that drives to the root of it, Dale, and that's the point I'm trying to make.
Well, that's fine. I love questions driving to the root and discussions about where people really stand and everything. But for someone who flat out says, yes, I am... I believe that we need to have a monopoly enforced government on people to do things.
As long
and
as
they
you
say that
them,
that's what they are, then I'm just using a term that I think is more accurate than calling them a minarchist.
I think if you ask them that question, if they have the option to secede, opt out, use these terminologies, if I can work independent of, say, your school organization, your cop organization, or whatever, can I choose not to pay for it and get none of the services? Like, you, the cops should stop at my property line. If I can do that, then they're not, in fact,
and contract with an alternate one.
Yeah.
And they're not going to violently oppose that one, an alternate government.
Right.
In the same region.
So if you can talk to them in that fashion, because these people are really just more incremental than anyone else. I know, having come from that area. So maybe I'm a borderline voluntarist if I think that I can.
As a mini statist myself.
Right. I'm just telling you that these are drawing lines in the sand and saying, oh, you're over there and I'm over here. Goodbye.
And I don't remember the last time I talked to a mini statist.
I really don't try to draw lines in the sand and stuff like that. I do think it helps to address where you have inconsistencies in your philosophy, or if you're experiencing cognitive dissonance, and maybe you should feel cognitive dissonance because you don't really feel at ease with what you claim to believe, or maybe you haven't fully explored that what you're advocating and things like that. I'm all for, you know, getting people to think about that.
I don't know that works. But, okay. Dale Bumass, or Dale Burt, rather, what prompted this discussion? I mean, what brought you around to thinking about mini-statism?
I think I heard someone brought up the term, and it actually just made sense, you know.
Yeah, but that's been around for several months. I remember somebody mentioned that earlier this year, the mini-statist terminology. So that's what I was curious about. In fact, the other thing that was going on today, of course, is Black Friday, and Dale, you'd mentioned something about you were investigating what the term actually meant. Is my understanding Black Friday means the day where retailers are supposedly put into the black? Did you find something alternative?
That seems to be what it came down to. Was it had to do with a business? It was a business term for being in the black,
which seems unbelievable. Because
yeah, I don't believe it.
How would you really? You expect me to believe you've gone for 11 full months and you haven't turned a profit? I mean, I suppose that's possible.
I have heard, actually, some pretty compelling data that in fact, a lot of places do the bulk of their business just during the Christmas season. Now, not necessarily on Black Friday specifically.
Right, but that's the beginning of the season.
But it's a sign of what's to come. From what I heard, they do a lot of predictions, a lot of economic predictions based on sales on Black Friday, right?
Yep, that's true. And there's certainly things were looking good today. Stores were packed full of people, and there was the usual pushing and shoving and madness.
We love pushing and shoving on Free Talk Live.
Associated. No, actually, I like people. But it certainly is interesting to watch people jump in over a DVD player or something like that and clash with one another over a $10 discount.
Well, I remember I looked in. There was a laptop that was going to be on sale for $200 at Walmart. Mm-hmm. Of course, there was going to be a limited number and all that.
From 11 this morning, yeah.
I'm ignorant of Black Friday, so I've never done Black Friday. I've always stayed home.
It's kind of fun. Like, to do it once, it's kind of fun to go out just to experience what it's
like. I've heard that. I've heard people who do it, like, it's a bit of a rush. They get it caught up in the excitement.
I imagine that's exactly why most people do it.
Yeah, and they love it. And so I'm like, well, that's great if you can have fun with it. To me, it just seems incredibly stressful.
Yeah.
Like, standing in lines, parking issues, crowds, fighting over things and not getting what you want and stuff like that. And so I didn't know. I was pretty ignorant of this. And I was looking at ads. I'm like, oh, wow, I am actually in the market for a laptop. I'm like, Walmart has a real crappy, e-machine laptop or something. Crappy being, judgment call, I guess.
You get what you pay for $200.
Well,
right?
but if you want, get on the internet and do basic stuff with, stuff you want to do. I already have a powerful desktop that's quite powerful and, just something for that. And I was thinking, it actually suits my needs and, it'll probably be better than my 4-year-old laptop that I paid quite a lot more for a long time ago. And so I was like, I think I'm interested in a $200 laptop. So I go to Walmart yesterday to how does this go exactly? Like, there's, and I was trying to find out more stats on it because there wasn't that much listed on it. I said, do you know any more stats on it? And they didn't know much, but they told me something about what the process would be like. And they said that they actually stay open all night now. They're open all night. They just don't close as on Thanksgiving evening. They were open on Thanksgiving
in
Walmart, and they don't close through Black Friday.
Oh,
so
okay.
They used to open their doors at 5 a.m.
in the morning, right.
And people would be in line the night before to get in.
Yes, like, they would.
So they might as well not freeze. And
so what they did is they're just letting people come on in, and they have what they've done is they distributed all of the I forget what the term for these items is.
Loss leaders.
Yeah, because they sell them. The idea is they sell them at a loss to get you through the door, so you buy more stuff.
Okay. Well, they these are distributed around, and you get in line for the item you want, and you starting at midnight. And she said, if you don't get here at midnight, you're probably not going to get it. And they only let as many people in line as they have the item for. So now you don't stand in line knowing you're not without knowing you're going to get it.
That's very sharp on their part.
Yeah.
Although I guess some people are are upset. I saw a headline about how people are upset at Walmart for false advertising because in their flyer it said those deals were from 5 a.m. to 11 in the morning. We'll come back with more on Black Friday in moments.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
There's been a lot of media buzz on something called resveratrol lately. Resveratrol is believed to be a possible missing piece of the puzzle known as the French paradox. The paradox lies in the fact that although the French regularly consume rich, fatty foods, smoke cigarettes, and consume higher amounts of alcohol than most Americans, they have a far lower rate of heart disease and other related health issues. It was revealed that the antioxidant-rich protective plant compound resveratrol, which is from the skin of the grapes in the red wine that the French drink, just might be the missing piece to the puzzle. Now, if you want to get resveratrol in your diet, I recommend a fantastic product called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from Genesis Today. And it includes 25 milligrams of trans resveratrol in every serving. Now, that's equivalent to the resveratrol in approximately 50 glasses of red wine. This heart-healthy juice has a light, refreshing, great flavor, and I know that you will love it.
To learn more about living healthy, naturally, and pomegranate and berries with resveratrol, please visit genesistoday.com. Pomegranate and berries with resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart, Sam's Club, and Super Target locations.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the Black Friday edition of the show. We're here live. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up whatever you want. Maybe you've got a Black Friday story you want to relate. Perhaps you work in retail and you're experiencing Black Friday from that side. Or maybe you were a customer this morning and you saw something interesting or experienced something that you want to share. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. You'll find that there's a lot of stuff there, and we give it all away to you, including the bulletin board system. Get interactive with other listeners over at bbs.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney, Jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It will teach you how to use the system, how to motion the court, how to do discovery, all the things that you need to do within the legal system without any of the hocus pocus that so many of the these legal courses have out there. And it's designed to protect you against, well, other lawyers, via lawyer. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at jurisdictionary.com. Once you get it, you won't want to just spend a single weekend on it. You'll want to review it every time. It's jurisdictionary.com.
So I've done Black Friday once, but it was down in Florida. I'd imagine it was a lot less, it's a lot less fun to do Black Friday when it's not, or when it is rather freezing cold outside as it would be here, say in Keene, New Hampshire, as people wait in lines outside of, Best Buy and Walmart and Target and these major
retailers.
Not Walmart, as you were discussing, they actually opened up all night long and let people in, and you can tell me a little more about what they were doing, but the way it typically goes is people will line up. I remember at down in Sarasota at Best Buy, the line went around the building. It was so long, and you know, right at the front door, all the way down the front of the building and around the side of the building.
Jeez.
Then I was at Circuit City, I think, and just when they existed, and the line was very lengthy. Some people had been out there all night. People will, in some cases, camp out out in front of the stores. Like they'll turn it into an entire affair. They'll try to be the first person in line. They'll get there the day prior, and basically stand in line all night long. It's amazing. I mean, really, it's quite the spectacle to behold. And mostly, people are pretty friendly. At least in my experience when I was there, people were pretty friendly and enjoying each other's company, even though they were total strangers. They didn't know one another. They were all going through the same experience, right? And
you know how people do that for movies, too?
Stand in line?
Yeah, stand in line, like, you know, from midnight on and things like that.
It's like that to the extreme.
I had a friend who, just out of lark, just thought it was funny, for the first Jackass movie that came out, she and her friend went and stood in front of the, camped out in front of the theater from midnight the night before that they were able to see it or whatever and got their tickets. They were the only ones there, and there were plenty of tickets.
You know, the only experience I can relate to this, and this is going to reveal how much of a nerd I can be at times. Well, okay, I'm just a nerd, but I got into the beta for World of Warcraft, right? This is where you had to have an invite or whatever. It was like closed beta, but you had to have an invite, and I got into the closed beta for World of Warcraft, and it was like before the game actually came out. You got to, people got to play for a couple of weeks in the closed beta.
Try to find bugs.
When the first World of Warcraft game was coming out, a friend of mine talked me into going down where there's going to be this big event. They were going to have like news people there and all the stuff was supposed to be going on, and they were going to they were opening at midnight at this one store in the LA area
to sell it,
to sell the game.
The people in the beta didn't get a free version.
The day of the no. Jeez. What was it? This was like one of the later forms of beta, because my friend had been playing in it for a long time. You know, the main thing, you get to play the game and know all the stuff about it before everyone else even gets the game. So, and you get to play it for free during that time. But we're going to buy this game. It was going to open. It was like the release date of the game, and so they were going to start selling it at midnight, right? So all these people were in line starting at like 9 o'clock, and even after we waited in line for a couple hours, and the line spiraled around the building several times.
Oh my god!
And it was a thick line. It wasn't like a line. It was one person deep. I mean, one person wide.
Oh my.
It was spiraling around the store, and after midnight came, you know, they started selling it, selling it, and supposedly someone had checked, like, yes, they're going to have enough copies, because we were beginning to wonder,
sure.
And at least to the point where we were in line, and people were still piling in behind us, and the line was just not moving very fast, even after midnight came, and it was becoming readily apparent that we were going to be there for at least several more hours before we got to the front of the line, even though it was already moving. And so, and I was just like, no, this sounded fun when we were going to, you know, maybe get in at midnight and
got
get
no
it.
Interest in this. You know, it'd be fun if you could dress up like your favorite barbarian or something.
Oh, people
like
were
that.
Doing that. Yeah. You know? People were dressed like World of Warcraft characters and Taurens, which are like cow people and stuff.
Yeah. And that's fun when you get to show off your costume and or, you know, for the girls when they dress up in their little leather bikinis.
There wouldn't be girls there.
What's that?
Not oh, very yeah, many girls, I would
there
imagine.
There were girls.
World
there
of Warcraft.
Some, but yeah,
there
not a lot. Girls. Not too many. Yeah.
Like 10%.
It was not, it was a smaller portion of the crowd that was girls.
Like 9 to 10,
but that is changing rapidly. There's actually, I read a good article on Cracked, of course, about how there are a lot of myths about online people and games and things like that. And there are, in fact, a lot more women than people think.
Than you might realize?
Yeah, that are actually, you know, playing the characters and stuff. And a lot of them aren't revealing themselves as women because of the way they get treated if they do.
I bet.
So...
All right, how do they get treated if they do?
People hitting on them, I would imagine.
Well, there's that, but there's also a lot of condescension and just there's incredible sexism and misogyny.
Well, once you take away people's responsibility for their actions, which the internet's really good about doing,
exactly,
then the worst of them comes out.
1-800-259-9231. So, again, Black Friday, what were your experiences? Some shoppers say their Walmart flyer advertised stores in Massachusetts would open at midnight. This according to WHDH in Boston. People started lining up outside locations, some as early as 8 p.m. on Thursday. They became furious when it was announced the stores wouldn't actually open until 4 a.m. on Friday. One shopper says, security told us they were going to open at 12 o'clock, and now they're opening at 4. Here we're sitting in the pouring rain. They were very upset, thought they were opening at 4 o'clock.
I'll tell you, these situations really lend themselves to mob mentality.
I misunderstood. I thought you were saying people were upset because they thought the sale, because they were advertising the sale started at 5 a.m., but in fact they were letting people in at noon to get in line.
So I presume that.
I was told at the store. Oh, okay.
Based on what you said, I presumed that because I hadn't read, all I'd read at that point was the headline on that story.
The lady at the store told me, she says, you won't get that $200 laptop. You probably have a decent chance of getting it if you show up at midnight and get a medium in line for that, because then the main thing was that forced people to pick the item. You know, you couldn't just try to get several.
Yeah.
You had to pick the item you wanted to stand in line for. And so she said, if you get here at midnight, you have a good chance of getting it. But if you don't get here at midnight, then you're not going to get it.
Oh, what did Best Buy do?
Wait for 5 hours.
So. Best Buy did something similar to that.
Passed out numbers?
Yeah, they came out and they actually gave out, like, checks, essentially.
Oh, everybody go home.
A little ticket.
Yeah, would essentially say, all right, well, we've got this many PlayStation 3s,
that's
so you can have one, you can have one, you can have one. And then that reduces the madness of the door opening.
Sure.
And the top story over at Drudge Report right now has video of people literally squeezing through a door, just this throng of people trying to come through the front door at Target.
So scary.
And crushing one another to some extent.
No point.
Well,
it's
and
crazy.
The nice thing about Walmart that we mentioned quickly because we were going to the break was that they were counting how many people could be in line based on how many they actually had the item for. So you wouldn't stand in line for 5 hours unless it was there for you.
Yeah, very smart. Very cool. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. That certainly beats having everybody in an arena throwing the Blu-ray player out in the middle and watching everyone pile on each other to try to get their hands on it. Which, that stuff happens. I mean, they don't have the arena, but that's how it is sometimes. It's Free Talk Live.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away, but that when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping your cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report of the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one, because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com, one of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are $3 for $30. And Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com. The main name in military supply.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory, no reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver, but don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, where you can be in control, and it is the Black Friday edition, meaning that, well, it's Black Friday, we're here live. I don't know how many talk shows, Mark, you listen to the conservative talk radio sometimes, how many talk shows actually are on today?
How could I answer that question? I would have to listen to all the shows.
Yeah, but sometimes you listen.
I did not listen to any talk shows. Now that I've gotten a MP3 player, I listen to mostly podcasts now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I've just changed my listening habits. I do listen to some, but I don't have the same reasons to. But I still wouldn't have been able to listen to all, and therefore wouldn't be able to answer that question. I suspect maybe some of them have guest hosts.
Probably fill-in hosts, yeah.
So that would be live, but it wouldn't be the actual host.
We are here to take your phone calls about whatever you want. You can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Also, don't forget, if you've got a smartphone, you can visit m.freetalklive.com to get quick access to our streams and podcast. That's m.freetalklive.com. And we're going to do a giveaway coming up here tonight. The Totesac 2-pack going to be given to you at some point here in the remainder of this hour. But, Mark, we need to tell you what the Totesac is first. What is that?
The Totesac's the one-trip wonder. It's a the original green thing. It's a recycled hook, I guess, that you kind of carry grocery bags with. You can carry them from the grocery store out to your car. That way you don't have to take the cart back to the corral. You can carry them from the car into the house. That way you don't have to make multiple trips. You can carry bags out to the boat or wherever. It's a Totisac. I have mine, and I love them. I hate it when I don't have them on me when I'm going into the grocery store. It makes me really upset. Go check it out. Take a look at it, because I think it's best described that way. TOTASAK.US. That's Totisac.US. And, you know, check it out. You can get a family pack there. They're relatively inexpensive for the family pack. You really want several of these. That way you can put them in all the other cars, mm-hmm. have them in the house, that kind of thing. Two of them simply isn't enough.
No. Totally. I lost one of mine, so yeah. I'm in trouble. I've only got one. But I still use it. They're great.
I think it's oftentimes we'll find that it's easier for me to carry more bags in one hand than it is for me to carry to equalize them between two Totisacs. How do you feel?
I don't know, Mark. I just load them up.
Yeah, you're
I just load up.
Arms and stuff.
I load up as many bags as I can possibly get away with.
Totisac.us.
We'll give you the two-pack here in a little bit. You can see exactly what it's like. Would have come in handy if you were out at Black Friday today, loading up shopping carts full of stuff, gifts and things like that. Of course, maybe you did the right thing and went to Amazon.freetalklive.com and stayed away from the stores, because it can be an absolute madhouse out there. And if you've got any recounts, stories you want to recount to us, perhaps you work in retail, or that's usually the best way to come across a story about Black Friday. Because if you just showing up in the morning, 5 in the morning, 4 in the morning, whatever time these stores are opening, you're standing in line. Usually it's pretty uneventful. People are getting along fairly well. They're usually fairly respectful of one another. They're really the only... occasionally there's the exceptions, and it's the exceptions that make the news. So, you know, there are headlines about this throng of people that are trying to push through the front door at Target one place, and then the mall food court placed on a lockdown after a fight. Reports of gunshots. I don't know if those are true or not, but police called after thousands rushed the Toys R Us. Women busted after a gun threat at a toy store.
What are they even after this year in the Toys R Us? I don't even know what the big thing is.
I don't know either, Mark. That's a good question. What is the big toy this year? Because normally there is that big toy. I mean, having worked in retail, I worked about 4 years at the big Kmart down in Sarasota, Florida, which was subsequently put out of business by Walmart that moved in down the street. But I remember when it was Tickle Me Elmo 1 year.
That's
that was
the one
big.
That sticks in my memory. Tickle Me Elmo. And people got so... someone actually got one just so they could run over it with a bulldozer to protest how ridiculous the whole notion of it was.
Yeah. And then
Cabbage Patch Kids was another big one.
That was from back in the 80s. And then Tamagotchi was a big one when I was in retail.
What is that?
That was... Well, that just shows you, I mean, how temporary some of these things are.
That was the electronic pet, right?
Correct. Yeah, where you essentially, instead of having a real pet that can actually love you, you would get your kid the Tamagotchi, and they would have an electronic little device that they could put on a keychain, for instance, and then essentially it would beep at you or something when it was hungry, and then you would feed it digital food by pressing a button of some sort. And
it was just busy work. Yeah. It was like you just had to like tend to this. It was like all the bad parts of having a pet without any of the good parts,
right.
Like the cuddliness and the pet loving you and this, you know, that unconditional love from a pet. It was just the busy work parts. It was like feeding it and petting it was just pressing a button and stuff too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's affection now. Let's press the affection button. There we go. They didn't. Next, they'll have Tamagotchi sex. Like, oh, here, I'm having sex now by pressing this button. Okay.
There's got to be a Facebook app for that. There absolutely does.
So, that's essentially what it was, Mark. And parents were crazy over that in that particular year. And those are the only two that I really recall.
It's probably great for parents that didn't have to smell litter boxes or feed the pet for their kid or something.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, right. So if
and it could die.
Right.
The pet could die if you neglected it, right?
That's true.
Could you reincarnate it?
Of course.
Start over? Okay.
Yeah,
I wasn't sure if it was like... I always wondered that, whether you could restart
it. Can't play a second time?
That's awesome. So I just looked up for Amazon.com.
Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, the best toys 2010. I've got Hot Wheels, Tub Racers playset, You Create Music, Rat-a-Tat, Cat, whatever that is.
It's all meaningless.
Melissa,
you're the parent here.
We are the old people now. Do you realize that? Like, we used to know what was hot because we were, like, young, and now we're
that's
old.
Not no, it's not because I was young. It's because I was working in retail.
Oh.
I mean, if I were working at a department store, I would know what the hot toy is because that's what all the parents were coming in looking for.
Right, and the other thing, well, either that or if you're watching broadcast television, which I don't do anymore.
Sure, the news will sometimes
that's the other thing. I am so much out of the loop for a lot of things because I'm not watching broadcast television anymore. I get exactly what I want to see online.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the news will sometimes report on crazes like that, like what we're talking about here.
Melissa and Doug, those are these wooden puzzle pieces, which are very popular these days.
They're named after people?
Yeah, I think that probably a couple, Melissa and
I see.
A couple of Democrat voting, Birkenstock wearing, organic food eating folks came up with these wooden toys called Melissa and Doug's, and they have different types, and they're very popular amongst the greeny crowd.
So this is what's selling on Amazon right now?
Yeah, several Legos, those are very good. Here's some WWE.
God, those things are expensive.
But they're great. You can use them over and over
again. That's true.
They're
Legos
great,
are great.
Great toy. WWE, and it looks like Kane's on here. The Halo character, which I can't imagine that's much fun. I'd rather play the video game. Amazing to me is the Star Wars Imperial AT-AT. This is the toy that I had when I was a kid.
It's back, huh?
It's back with the same articulation. It looks like the same mold.
You know, they did that with the Transformers. The Generation 1 Transformers, they actually brought it back. They found some of the old die-cast molds in the factory. I guess they haven't found them all, or maybe they just haven't released that they found them all. But they found the old die-cast molds, and they literally redid another batch of the Generation 1 Transformers, and they sell them at a premium. And it's funny, too. I've got a few of them because I was a big fan. I've got a few of them. They actually say, adult collectible toy on the front.
Wow.
This is not even me being marketed towards children.
Because the kids these days haven't seen the shows. They don't, they don't have the same marketing value to kids.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have the nostalgic value to older
Right,
kids.
Those of us who are Generation X are now old enough to spend more money on Transformers than we could when we were kids.
I've got a better one. This list here is from besttoyguide.com.
Okay.
And it's pretty awesome. The Xbox Kinect, I guess.
Oh, I've heard about that. That's the thing that people are freaking out about because Microsoft has announced that there's some sort of a camera in it or a sensor of some sort. I don't know. I haven't done
research. It has to see how you're moving, I guess.
I haven't done research on exactly what it is, but they claim that, so I've heard, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but the claim is that they can identify, like, what clothes people are wearing so they can market things to them. Like, the people that are sitting in your living room playing with the Xbox can be, like, seen by Microsoft and cataloged.
I've seen this toy, this video game toy, where it comes with some stuff, and there's a pet. I guess it's like the Tamagotchi, but it's a video game pet where you have a webcam type thing that looks at you, and you have a little card, and it recognizes the patterns on the card so that it can create a three-dimensional projection where that card is and everything, and you can interact with your pet by looking on the screen and watching it do things as you're moving your hand around and doing all kinds of stuff.
We'll come back with more. If you want to add into the conversation, especially if you've been actually out and about in the retail world today, your experiences with Black Friday would be welcome at 800-259-9231. More of the hot toys, Mark. We've got some more coming up
here,
in a moment, and you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters. filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new SightGlass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to Le Cig. Traditional smokers the world over love Le Cig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. Le Cig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of Le Cig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at lecig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. Le Cig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's L-E-C-I-G.com. Le Cig, for today's modern smoker.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, you take control of the airwaves. Even in the remaining moments of the show, there's enough time for your thoughts. Make them now, though, at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Still to come, the two-pack of the Totosec. Stay tuned for that. We'll give you the numbers that you need for those at that time. Again, 800-259-9231. That's the call-in number to get on the air here in the remaining moments. Don't forget to visit us at freetalklive.com. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 per month. It is not a lot that that we ask, and it makes a big difference, because when a bunch of people pool together the $3, when we pull that together, we can take that and reinvest it, and essentially it becomes the marketing budget for Free Talk Live to help get Free Talk Live and more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. So please take a moment, go to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up, and get access to perks like the Amp Only call-in line, see Amp Only forum, podcast, and more. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
We're talking about the hot Christmas gifts that are being given this year. And here's a great one. If you have somebody who loves to read, they're a liberty lover, or you'd like them to be, it's Progress. It's a novel written by Charles Stample. It's written for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. And if you're tired about reading about the loss of liberty, Progress is for you. I've read the book. I think it's awesome. I think it gives great little short, in some cases, one-line explanations about the ideas of liberty, things, sound bites, things that people could really chew on and take with them. Remember what you've said. It's Charles Stample. The novel's called Progress, and you can get it at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can search for Charles Stample. It's S-T-A-M-P-U-L. And Progress, and you'll find it there. You can just use the banner at freetalklive.com. It's on the right-hand side of the page. Progress in big, bold letters.
All right, so yeah, amazon.freetalklive.com, of course, is the smart way to go about doing your shopping for the holiday season, because you don't have to leave the house. But if you did leave the house and you did go to the Black Friday sales today, or maybe you worked at a Black Friday sale, that's really the best way to get the experience, is to be on the retail side and to experience multiple customers and to see how they're behaving toward one another. Let's go to the phones and see what you think, and then, Mark, you'll tell us another a few of the hot toys this particular year. Let's talk to Jennifer, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Hey, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Hey, great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I am actually driving home this very minute from having been shopping since actually 9 o'clock last night.
Holy moly.
Oh, wow.
Are you, like, drinking those espresso shots from Starbucks or what?
Yeah, well, I don't know. If I kind of fade out, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit out of it. So.
Were you riding an adrenaline rush from all the excitement of shopping?
A little bit. Yes, last night, well, this is the thing. I've gone for the past 7 years with my sisters and my sisters-in-law, and we, you know, look at the papers all the day before and make a whole plan, and we have everything arranged. But this year, Toys R Us opened at 10 o'clock the night before, and mm-hmm. usually they open around 3 or 4 in the morning. And so we just had to adjust our plans, and but then I ended up going to Target, actually, to get the television that was on sale. And I was there at 11:30 at night, and the stores didn't open until 4. And there were already, like, 100 people in front of me. And there
wow.
were people camping out. And and yesterday at about noon, it was probably about 70 degrees here in mm-hmm. West Virginia. And at about 2 o'clock in the morning, it started to snow.
Oh, my.
Wow.
So it was a very miserable 5 hours.
Did you
outside.
Get the TV?
I did. Yes.
All right.
Awesome.
How did they handle that? Because the video I saw of a Target was just people pushing through the door. Did they do any kind of ticketing system or anything unusual, or was it just let them in and let them run?
Well, actually, I was very thankful because I've been to both, where they just kind of open and everybody tries like a mob just to get through.
Mm-hmm.
And but today, thankfully, they had it roped off. And so at a certain point, you could not get in. They only opened one door, and they had police there who, you know, would not let people in unless they were behind the ropes and in the line. But there were people who were holding a place for their friend or whatever. And so sometimes there was a group in front of me that started out with about 2 people, and by the end there were 20 extra people in front of me.
Mm.
And the crowd was yelling, and every time somebody came up, people were swearing, and, you know, I was a little bit nervous a couple times, but nobody, once you got in, everybody just started running, so.
Good Lord. Well, like any good commander, you had a battle plan because, you know, you'd laid all this stuff out, and you achieved your goal.
Yes.
What was the deal? May I ask what the deal was that you were out for? What was the TV?
It is a 40-inch LCD high-definition television for
$298.
Wow.
That's cheap.
That's a great deal.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So what else did you observe today? Anything else you want to share?
I don't know why I do it every year. It's some kind of an addiction, I guess. I don't know.
It's just like
also,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been going all day long. Maybe I've saved like $500, but
yeah.
I just don't know if it's worth it, you
That's
know?
A good day. Hey, look, you can't go out and make $500 a day. Well, likely that's not your profession anyway. It's unlikely you're making $500 in a day. And, saving $500, you get your, I think it could be worth it. If you enjoy it, you should do it.
I heard, I can't remember what the exact number was, but that Bill Gates, like if there were a $10,000 bill sitting on the sidewalk, it's not worth his time to lean over and pick it up. but for most people, $500 in a day is pretty good.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But do you have fun? Is it actually a stressful, like, freak you out kind of thing? Because a lot of people, I've met people who absolutely just they love it. They get excited. They have fun, and it's like they look forward to it.
Actually, I end up miserable every single time, and I always say I'm never going to do this again, but it's the lure of, you know, such a great deal.
That's a real live addiction, yep.
Yeah.
Well, it could be making you miserable and you keep doing it.
Yeah. It could be worse. You could be addicted to crack. So, I mean, this,
that's true.
Well, you could be addicted to something.
You can take crack every day of the year, but you can only get this addiction once a year, right?
Yeah, that's true. Right. Exactly. So, thank
you. And the more you spend, the more you save. So you have to, like, keep going to all the stores to get everything.
Would you say that you spent more this year than you did last year or about on par? Do you have a budget before you go into this? I mean, how does that work for you?
It usually just depends on what's going on and what the big deal is. I have a daughter who's going to be 8 on New Year's Day, actually. And so she's past the toys, so it's actually a little bit more expensive this year because she's more into the video games and she wants a DVD player in the car and things like that. And so this was probably the most expensive one. But my brother-in-law backed up into my car a couple months ago, so I just didn't have my car fixed, and I used the money to buy all the stuff today.
So. Jennifer, thanks for calling with the story. We don't get enough of the Black Friday experiences, and thank you for the call tonight. And get home safe and sleep well tonight. Sounds like she's been up for 24 hours. Thank you, Jennifer. 800-259-9231. I love hearing people's Black Friday stories. We hardly ever get
that was a good call.
Yeah.
Let me rattle these off real quick, some of the big...
No, Frank just dropped. Frank was going to talk about Japanese toys or something like that, but anyway, go ahead.
So the Nerf InStrike Stampede ECS Blaster.
The hell is that?
A giant Nerf bullet shooting bazooka thing.
I thought it was like a toy taser or something.
It's crazy.
You know, I never liked Nerfs when I was a kid because the Nerf shooting thing, you always have to go and pick them up.
Yeah, this one appears to have a very large clip.
Like with a water gun, you just have to reload the tube.
I think there's advantages to water guns. The Sing-a-ma-jigs, which look like cool little toys. Apparently they sing for you if you squeeze them or something like that. There's several of those kind of learning toys, which are probably...
Yeah, what's that crap?
Now, the one that I like the best here is the Imaginex Bigfoot Monster, remote control monster. You can have your own.
That sounds awesome. That's exactly the kind of thing that would have had me getting all excited about Christmas as a kid.
It's remote control. He walks along, lifts his arm.
Fire breathing?
Does
Bigfoot, I thought it was a monster.
No, I think they do have a dinosaur one that's like it, though, and I doubt that has fire either. Fisher-Price Dancing Star Mickey, which is probably pretty cool. Pillow Pets, I've seen these advertised on the station that Jack watches, and they're just kind of soft pillows that are also stuffed animals at the same time. And little SpyNet Video Watch, which makes me very happy that they have video watches among the top ones here. Halo Reach, whatever that is. Something called the Squinkles. I don't know. They look like Smurfs or something. And Zoobles? I don't know.
But the number, are they ranked in order of...
No, these are just
fanaticism?
They're not sure. I don't think there is one this year. I mean, there's not a big one that I know of. And
Maybe there hasn't been a big one for years. Maybe the big one thing went out in the late 90s. I don't know.
Stinky the garbage truck appears to be remote control. It's kind of fun.
Parents would know, right? I mean, if there are parents out there with kids that are in that certain range, you guys would know what the hot toys are. What are they? And you can tell us that tomorrow night because we're going to be back for the Saturday edition at that time. Right now, we're going to give you a 2-pack of the Totesac.
That'll make a good stocking stuffer.
Well, you're going to want to keep those for yourself and then buy a family pack and then stock some stuff some stockings with that. You can go to Totesac.us to learn more about the Totesac. But if you call in right now, we'll give you the Totesac. And a random caller will be awarded the Totesac. So dial in at 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. And we'll see you tomorrow night at freetalklive.com.
Spark imaginations and free minds with an enjoyable graphic novel or webcomic from BigHeadPress.com. This holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. Inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories that are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. You'll be awed by the illustrations while you cheer for the heroes and boo the villains. Check out BigHeadPress.com and sample their work online before you buy. BigHeadPress.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.